actually, the one of the major things, I guess, was the block parties that the Roadrunners drill team used to run in the 70s. It was the first time I ever helped set it up and work it. It was amazing. There was everybody contributed, all at that time it was Protection and Flower Hill, right, that were made up of the Roadrunners. And it was an effort from both Protection Engine Company and Flower Hill, and setting everything up, we would take a week to set it up.
Where was it located?
On Channel Drive.
Oh, right, right.
Behind Protection's mm-hmm. annex. And the cooperation from the old timers at that time, I call them the old timers.
Who, like who?
Al Wyatt was a chief. Eddie Gorman, who was a member of Flower Hill. Harry Hooper. I got all the names, it's tough to remember. But just the pitching in of everything. Stanley Bukowski from Flower Hill, Cliff Holtz from Protection, Donnie Curtin from Protection, and all the members of the team would chip in. And it was a fundraiser. We did it to raise money for the drill team. Rather than using all the tax dollars, we had money budgeted for the teams, but over and above, that's the reason they ran this block party. And I was amazed at how crowded it was, how the people would just come from all over. I mean, one of the most amazing things was the clam chowder.
Made it.
Of all the old times, they had their secret recipe. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. It took 2 days to make it.
And vats? Do they make it in big vats? How do they make it?
We used to go to Al Wyatt's house. He had a garage on I guess that would be Old Shore Road, where the Delco Plaza shopping center
uh-huh,
is now.
Uh-huh.
There were houses back, if you remember the houses
yep.
back there. Probably on a Wednesday before the block party, we would go to his house, his garage, pull all the grills out, and he had these huge cast iron pots. And we used to make 195 gallons, almost 200 gallons of clam chowder. Yeah, it was amazing. They would start on Thursday
mm-hmm.
and cutting all the vegetables up. And it was so funny to see these guys. They would put their ingredients in it. They had their recipe in their heads because they were the old-time fishermen.
Right.
You know, they were the old-timers from Port Washington. And they would sit there, taste it. It needs a little more of this. And believe me, people would come out of Thompson Industries, bring their own containers and buy it so they could take it home and freeze it. It was pretty amazing. And we would sell out. We would sell out by Saturday evening. We would be sold out of clam chowder. And that's running it from Friday night from 6 till midnight and starting Saturday from 4 until midnight. And by 7 o'clock Saturday evening, a couple of years, it was gone. It was totally gone. It wasn't anything left. It was pretty amazing to see the old timers work at it.